John Alley was on our show back in April to talk about how awful the homeless and the criminals have made Santa Monica's 3rd Street Promenade, the downtown area, and the parking garages and the elevators and the stairwells. And because he came on the show, the CEO of the Business Improvement District controlled by the city, named Kathleen Rawson, got involved, but everything's gotten worse anyway. And so he's going to explain all this. John, how are you?
Good, John. Thank you for having me on again.
Give a quick rundown of what you told us back on April 8th for people who didn't hear it. Yeah, an idea of what you see is going on in Santa Monica, and these are the business shopping areas.
Sure, just dire conditions of homeless in the elevators, people having sex in the stairwells, garage lights out, just rave parties going on at night, and just chaos. Even meth, cooking machines, cooking machines in the dumpster rooms, open dumpster rooms. We finally convinced Kathleen Rawson, who's the head of the Business Improvement District, to move them out. And she insisted that some of the restaurants who have been closed were using them for making candles, scented candles. We convinced her that wasn't true.
Wait, I got to stop here because I saw that part in your letter. And I want people to hear this. So the homeless were using the stoves to cook meth. And she was claiming that the restaurants were using the stoves to make candles.
That's right. They were using their cooking grease, according to Kathleen Rawson, to make scented candles. But the experts I took in, the health experts, the doctors, quickly identified what was on the stove and said, that's not wax. That's something else. And around the stoves were needles and syringes. So the evidence was all there. It's all caught on camera. Had I not gotten all these pictures, nobody would have ever believed it.
Her story, you couldn't make a more preposterous story than that. Who makes scented candles on a stove near a dumpster? No, nobody has to make scented. There's about 300 scented candle stores in Santa Monica.
Well, thanks to you, after the last show, some, not all, of the dumpster rooms were locked and closed, and some of them are with padlocks now. The homeless know the padlocks. The homeless rent them out to their fellow homeless. We're not against the homeless. It's not a crime to be homeless. What we're not for are the homeless blocking the stairwells, blocking the garages, blocking the alleys, propping down mattresses with actual bedding in the driveways, using it as their toilet, using the drains that the maintenance people are supposed to wash and have the water go down the drain to the ocean. So much for our climate change and clean oceans. I've got pictures of homeless people using it and using those areas for vomit, feces. It's real bad.
Well, I just want to interrupt you for a second. I went to one of the Santa Monica parking garages a few weeks ago. I hadn't been there in a while. The stench of feces coming out of the stairwells was overwhelming. I couldn't even go into the stairwells. I wouldn't go in the elevators. I walked my way down. I think I parked up on one of the upper garage floors, and I just walked through the aisles because the odor was so horrific. I didn't know what I'd find if I went into the stairwell. I wasn't gonna find out.
I've seen women with strollers who have to use the elevators going to the farmer's market, and the stench is awful because all of the stuff is washed down into the elevator pits. It creates a terrible stench. So some mornings, the cleaning crews put scented deodorant there to disguise the scent. But by the end of the day and on a hot day, And when the breeze blows, you can smell it. It's just terrible.
They're spraying deodorant? This is what the city
does? They're spraying cleaning materials. I don't know if it's deodorant.
Yeah.
But it's gotten so bad. We think that they're intentionally neglecting changing the lights, changing the light bulbs when they burn out, so that they can justify tearing one of the most used garages, garage number 3, tearing it down completely. And that's what's next on their agenda. The promenade was designed specifically over the years so that residents in Santa Monica and Angelinos from the valley to the inner city could come and enjoy the pier promenade, walk along the bluffs. And the location of each parking structure was planned. So back as far as the 60s, up until 3 years ago, 2018, 4 years ago, all the business owners and property owners were assessed for the construction costs. Now, the city wants to eliminate one of the most centrally located garage, Garage 3, tear it down, keep it empty, install an ugly chain-link fence around it for 2 years, then discuss a housing project, select a developer, etc. We started a petition 6 weeks ago. We're just shy of digital signatures and hand copy signatures of 3,000 signatures. That's 9 times the amount of cars that structure holds. And the residents are just hearing about this, and they're upset. So it's another brilliant idea from our city staff.
They want to put homeless housing in place of the parking structure.
They haven't defined exactly what it's going to be, except it would be mixed use, vital retail on the ground floor with low cost and homeless housing.
Homeless housing. So then all those homeless people, they'll be permanently part of the neighborhood.
That's exactly right. It's a brilliant idea that will turn the promenade and downtown Santa Monica into blocks of souvenir shops.
Yeah, I mean, that used to be a really, really nice area to go shopping. That was a real jewel on the west side.
Well, it's sad because the city staff has an agenda of their own. This idea was discussed in 2019, but the very property owners who paid to build the structure, invested in it, weren't even notified about this new plan until about 90 days ago. Our new city council members who were elected in November weren't even aware that this was on the way to happening. But it's not on the way to happening. A group of property owners, business owners, people that work in the restaurants, you know, 90% of the people that work in in Santa Monica, come from outside Santa Monica. So they need those structures. So, and residents, they've all signed this petition, and we've all gotten together. We've hired a prominent law firm, and within days, a lawsuit will be filed, and this will be heard. And I'm very confident that we'll win the lawsuit.
Can you hang on? I want to talk to you more about this. Because, you're right next door to Venice, so that whole region is being ruined by all this nonsense. And we'll continue with John Alley, commercial property owner in Santa Monica, just down the road from Venice. And they've got their own issues. Although, for some reason, Santa Monica has been able to keep the Venice boardwalk filth from spilling over. And, well, I'm going to talk to John about that, too, because that's kind of curious. John and Ken Show here. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, and Ken Champ, okay. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Ken is away for a few days. We continue with John Alley. John Alley contacted us last April about all the filth, the homeless, the crazy people, the drug addicts, the criminal activity that's going on along the 3rd Street Promenade, downtown Santa Monica, all the nice shopping and restaurant districts, especially the parking garages and the elevators and the stairwells where they're moved in. And they're urinating, and they're defecating, and they're sleeping, and they're cooking meth. And you got this Kathleen Rawson, who's this in charge of the Business Improvement District, who really doesn't want to do anything about it. She finally moved the meth stoves out of the dumpster areas in the garage. The meth stoves. She'd been claiming that the restaurants were using the stoves to make scented candles. She actually said this out loud. All right, so this is the kind of insanity that we're dealing with. And now they want to bulldoze the parking garage, which I can tell you that Santa Monica needs very badly, that parking garage. That's a lot of parking spaces, and it's not easy parking in that town. And they want to replace it with something that would be partly used for homeless housing, which means they would be permanently in the neighborhood, which is not the idea. It's not the idea to have these people have a permanent residence inside a neighborhood, which is supposed to be a successful commercial district. Let's get John Alley on here. John, Santa Monica's gotten some compliments lately, maybe in a backhanded sort of way, because when the news crews go over to Venice, they see all that filth and contamination stop right at the Santa Monica border. Santa Monica's not letting, for the most part, people camp on the boardwalk and defecate and urinate and cause all that mayhem. Are they protecting the boardwalk and decided they're going to sacrifice the Third Street Promenade and the downtown?
Well, in the last 4 months, there's been a very prominent sign that says, "Welcome to Santa Monica," so that people do know that there is a demarcation line between the city of L.A., Venice, and Santa Monica. But I think Santa Monica is very, very clever, very smart. We business owners have sat through so many city council and downtown Santa Monica business improvement meetings, and we're lectured that the Third Street Promenade is Santa Monica's living room. But in the summer, about 89% of our retail sales are from tourists, and we're really the backyard for all of L.A., who comes for a nice climate, atmosphere, cool off in many respects. So our city manager, the mayor especially, Kathleen Rawson, they want us to be inclusive. I can't tell you how many times we've heard that word.
I hate that word. They want you to be inclusive to the people who are defecating and cooking meth.
Yeah, and when you close... Yeah. When you take away 339 parking spaces, you're basically closing the border. And locally, it's just a shame. A group of us took signatures for three weekends in a row, and we talked to people from Baldwin Hills, from the inner city, mid-city, Huntington Park, families that came with kids. It's 90-minute free parking. They were going all the way to the beach. They had everything in hand. This was their getaway. This is their vacation. And we're taking it away from them because we're going to make it impossible for them to shop and dine, maybe get an ice cream, and go to the beach and just have a good time walking on the Palisades Bluffs. The businesses, I can tell you, are on life support.
Oh, I know. I've been through there recently. I mean, there's a lot gone, and it's getting ghostly on some blocks.
The police chief, her lieutenants, every single officer I've spoken to and walked the area with, they're just fantastic. They care. They really try. But they're restricted by the city and what they can do. When we point out and when they see homeless sleeping all night, they can't move them out until 7 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, my cleaning crews, my guys, my workers, whose cars and vans get broken into, they have to walk around. They can't use the elevator. They can't walk through the dumpster area because those have mattresses in them. And they've got to walk around, and it's a long journey. I'm losing people that want to work for me and do basic painting because they're afraid that their cars are going to get broken into. And they are getting broken into.
And the City Council of Santa Monica cares nothing of this. You just get lectured on being inclusive.
No, our city manager and mayor are excited about more people using scooters, more people riding bikes. And we point out to them that, in fact, several council people have said, look, we live in Sunset Park. We live over by the airport. We'll drive our car. But once we get into the downtown Santa Monica area, I've got two kids. I've got an elderly parent. I'm not going to pay Uber. Uber is getting expensive, by the way.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get on a bike, and I'm not going to take a scooter. So, oh, sorry, I'll go to the marina, or I'll go to Century City. And they do. It's cheaper, and the parking's free. And by the way, it's very funny. We took, when we were notifying the parking manager of how many parking lights were out, exit signs, whole parking lots, levels, all the levels, the lights were out in every single garage, not just garage three. He didn't want to walk with us, and he said, sorry, I can't fix that. I've got to get a grant or wait until the next fiscal year. I said, really? A grant from who? Well, he didn't answer. He canceled two meetings to walk the site.
What's his
name? The mayor will not walk the site with me. The city manager will not walk the site. The city manager was supposed to meet a couple months ago with the maintenance staff. The maintenance staff has their offices on the ground level of Garage 3. They said, come on over. Let's meet in our office. We'll show you just this garage. She refused. She wanted to meet off-site. Guess what happened that afternoon? Another fire broke out. In the last 8 months, we've had five or six fires, and they're all in the garage areas, all in the alley areas. What does that tell you?
All right.
It's out of control.
John, keep in touch with us. Change.org, you have a petition to stop the parking structures from being replaced with eventually homeless housing. And what's the key word to look for the petition?
Key word is petition to save parking garage 3, change.org.
Okay, thanks, John. We'll talk again soon. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau. It's KFI, AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.